We're having a nice night here. We got some animal crackers for Stavros.
Yeah, I'm trying to lose weight. This cocksucker.
Diet, so we bought him.
These cocksuckers came in with M&M cookies, which I fucking love. Animal crackers, which are a little dickhead as hell, and a fucking.
Well, these aren't even. These are off-brand animal crackers.
Oh, they're zoo crackers.
Zoo crackers.
Animal crackers.
Zoo wafers. Yeah.
Animal crackers rule because you could do the fucking ISIS beheading video with them.
That's true. You could also make them fuck.
That yeah, cool and feature. You can make them fuck. You could fucking
what do you mean you
kill
do
them and make
beheading
them
video with them.
Well, you know,
you think
can, like,
just Muslims behead people?
You know, you just eat their heads off. You know, that's fun.
Yeah.
And what is that? Like, A. What does that have to do with ISIS?
B.
Beheaded ISIS beheads, and you could behead an animal cracker.
Do they behead animals? They behead people.
They behead people, but you can act like, oh, I'm
a gingerbread man. That's what you're
thinking
of.
Oh, gingerbread man.
It looks like we found out Adam doesn't know what animal crackers are.
I think that we are part of the animal kingdom.
Animal cracker is like, that's what I call mixed race people.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
Fuck, dude. That is a good one.
I couldn't help myself.
All right, delete the episode.
delete it. I was the one that said it. I'm not worried about people coming after me.
I'm just kidding.
They already did.
That is a good fucking... Damn.
I'm not Mr. I've got problems in my DMs.
Yeah, well, fuck you, rapist. It's not a nice...
Well, Adam, you know, don't shoot the messenger.
Don't shoot the messenger. All right. I won't.
Ah, fuck. Zoo animal crackers.
Yeah, I don't appreciate this, man. I'm hungry and I don't
want
to eat pie.
It's by Austin, the company that makes those little peanut butter sandwiches. The peanut butter cracker sandwiches.
Oh,
The square ones with the cheese. They're like small Ritzes. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, my bitch. Yeah.
Those are good. But they also make peanut butter sandwiches. Austin Farms, official sponsor of the podcast. They called me up. It's the same guy that founded the company in 1871. He's still alive.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. He's like, after I wasn't allowed to keep slaves anymore, I wanted to get into peanut butter crackers. And so I sold a couple of my remaining slaves illegally to a Spaniard. And I bought this farm where I make snacks for children who don't need to buy their lunch with stamps. It's the fancy lunch.
Yeah, excuse me. Are these the same food stamps that black people get? Yeah, I don't want none of them.
Out of context, that's... That one seems kind of problematic.
Well, everyone knows Ralph, our old friend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Ralph's back.
Hey, Ralph. What's up, y'all?
Yeah, we have a guest today. We got Ralph.
You want to hear some gay shit? Yeah. Animal crackers.
Mm-hmm.
They had to change the box and take the pictures of the animals in cages off the box. Okay.
Was that bad?
It made people sad?
It's cruel to animals.
Huh.
I mean, what's the big deal? You got the lion in the field? Who's really hurt by that?
Who's hurt by what? Who's hurt by the animals in cages? That's the question.
Yeah, there's still animals in cages. It's just the pictures.
The pictures.
Yeah, I guess I don't see the reason to be mad at that.
When's the last time you went
to the
zoo?
The reason to be mad at the original box.
I know, I don't care either way. I'm not mad at either one.
It's not even a photo.
I just don't
it's
care.
A drawing.
It's a drawing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an incredibly retarded thing to get upset about.
I just
about.
Don't care either way. Whether they're in the cage
and
or
then the game
out
is
with
the position you're taking it. This isn't like a this is complete cuz I understand sort of what you're trying to say, which is like
no,
well,
I'm not trying
get,
to say anything.
What
I'm
you're trying
you.
To say is like, well, why would you get mad at them doing that? Which is like I understand that
I
argument
just
if
don't
you're talking about
fuck.
Like you know, misgendering trans people or whatever. Like, yeah, if a trans person asks me to say she, then I'll say she because it's not a battle to... Somebody already picked this battle. Mm-hmm. Somebody started a campaign mm-hmm. to get the fucking animals changed.
I know, but I don't give a fuck.
Well, then
I see
why
what
are
you're
you
saying.
Commenting on
but also the
that's
practice
still a position to have.
The practice
yeah,
of eating
position is like you shouldn't be mad about them changing the animals.
Mm-hmm.
Which
I,
is the position
I just
you're
honestly don't care if the animal is in a fucking tundra. Or whatever, if it's in a picture
in the plane.
I don't
care either. If it was initially that they were in a picture on a field, I wouldn't be like, these animals should be in cages.
Right, I know.
That's not the problem that I was having.
I know. I mean, I get it. Why change it? But I also don't give a fuck that they changed it, I guess. I'm the ultimate guy who doesn't care.
bitch.
Anyway, guys. Back to the business.
Back to here's something I forgot to do. Aretha Franklin passed away.
Who gives a
and
shit?
I wanted
How about
to
that?
Do, I wanted to
Who
do
cares?
Aretha Franklin?
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to do a,
Why would
a
you care
stunning
about it?
Tribute.
That's a weird thing for you to be mad about.
No, it's
about.
Not.
Someone sent me, my friend
I'm not mad.
Who doesn't care about things?
Me still. You clearly care.
You're upset.
You care the
you're
most.
You're mad that Aretha Franklin's died and you want them to change all of her albums to make her white.
Yeah. I do want that. If you stepped on my point.
Did you see the...